Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
This is The Bert Show.
So he did something kind of offensive, Ellie. She felt it was offensive to his own dog, and now she is considering ditching him forever. He was just trying to be funny. She didn't think it was funny at all. Does it make a statement about who he is? Okay, ditch or date? Mo has the email.
Bird Show, P1 here. Never thought I'd be writing into a radio show, but this dilemma is right up your alley, and it's definitely a ditch or date scenario.
Let me pause you there for just one second. As a programming note, I'm getting more and more of these lately. Bird Show! What's a P1? If you don't know, you don't know. If you don't know, you're not one.
Right? But if you want to be one, how can they be one?
Just listen longer, and you'll get it.
Listen it. More.
Yep.
A lot more. Please keep me anonymous. I'm 24 and dating a guy who is 22. We've been dating for approximately 6 months. For me, we're right at the point of getting super serious as we took it slow in the beginning of our relationship. We're both out of college and in the real world with real jobs and stresses. My boyfriend will routinely ease his stress with a plant that is legal in our state.
Okay.
I wonder what that is.
Right.
I have no issue with this whatsoever. Every now and then, I will even participate. My issue is what he and his friends did with his dog while they were smoking. He's got the most adorable senior rescue dog, Roscoe. One night, while we were at his apartment, they blew smoke in Roscoe's face in an attempt to get him high. They were all cracking up as Roscoe got all glassy-eyed. I'm a huge animal lover, and even volunteered a rescue in my spare time. I immediately went over and harshed their buzz by calling them out for their sophomoric antics and schooled them that marijuana is toxic for dogs.
Marijuana. A marijuana cigarette.
I took Roscoe into the bedroom with me to watch TV. He was fine.
He was hungry, though. He's eating everything.
Get him some Doritos.
Just a little out of it. My boyfriend and I didn't speak about it anymore after that. I don't even know if he fully remembers what happened. That's the one and only time I've seen him do that. I know for a fact, if it were to happen again, I would be gone. But is that a one-time ditchable offense? I don't care about him. And when I say him, I'm referencing my boyfriend. That's fair. We needed that.
Clarification.
I want to believe this is a one-off mistake and not a representation of who he is as a person. What would you do? Bird Show, would you ditch or would you continue to date?
See, this also goes back to my theory, Abby, that when you're 25, 26, and you're on a whole bunch of dating apps now, that there's so much quote-unquote inventory. I hate to refer to humans as inventory, but if you're single, you're just human inventory. Dating inventory. That's it.
What?
That's it. You know what? If there's one little itty-bitty thing wrong, then you're ready to move on to the next person, right?
But at least you're still human. Like,
yeah.
He said human inventory.
But you're just dating inventory.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's all we are.
That's it. You're that's a product. On Tinder, you're a product.
Yeah.
Hey, don't take it personal. So in a case like this, just have a talk with the dude. Say, don't ever do that again. I really hate that. Don't ever do it again. And then continue your relationship. Now you go to Tinder though, and you've got so many options that this almost seems like a breakupable offense.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I get where you're going with this.
But it's never that simple for women because we're thinking, okay, we need to unpack this. Like if you're willing to potentially harm your senior, is this a service dog? His senior dog.
It's pretty jacked up.
It is.
Like what else are you willing to do?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So even though it seems like a small thing, I could see me and her in this situation being like, okay, well, what else would you be okay with? Because I personally would never try and do anything that could potentially hurt this little baby doggy.
And from a biological, like if we're getting down to the bare bones of it, what?
I was thinking of a totally different instance with a dog and a friend of mine that I can't even talk about during the show.
Yeah, don't.
Yeah.
Check out the bonus BS content.
I don't even know that I could put it there. Yeah, maybe I could put it there.
We'll discuss.
Okay.
So getting down to like the bare biological bones, right? Even if you are not interested in having children or that's not even something that's on your plate, especially in your early 20s. I mean, I had no idea until my clock really started ticking in my mid to late 30s that I wanted to have kids, right? But they say that women are attracted to men who they know would be good fathers. It's like this biological pull. This would be a huge deterrent.
That's a fair point.
I'm just saying, from that like bare bones biological component, like if you're going to do that to your dog, what you going to do to our kid?
Yeah, let's go ahead and just change the word senior dog to toddler.
Okay. All right, that was a leap. Whatever. I do agree with you. So what you're saying is because there's so many options out there, you're willing to throw away something so readily because you feel like you have something that can fill its slot.
I am not blaming her for being offended and thinking it's not appropriate because I think she's right.
Correct.
But as far as like breaking up with a dude over it, I just don't, I don't see it as that major an offense.
It's silly. It's a silly thing to do. I also think it's a silly reason to leave. I mean, if this is something that adds on to other things, and then maybe then she feels like, all right, I'm starting to see some things and get up out of there. But to leave for this seems like a lot. I would just talk to him and let him know I'm not tolerating that. And if you ever do it again, it would be a problem. That should be the end of it.
Are we also giving him leniency because he is 22 and not 32?
Probably.
Yes, a little bit.
Probably,
yeah.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Look, when I'm a senior, you guys can blow that stuff in my face. It won't bother me at all.
I was planning on it.
I'm only a couple of years
toxic for dogs.
Dude, ditch him. Ditch, run, because what it shows is people do stupid stuff all the time. Sure. For me, it shows he doesn't think through his actions and he doesn't think about other things. Like if you're going to get, every time I give my dog anything, I Google to make sure it's not toxic for dogs because I care about them. So doing something like that with a mind altering substance on an animal, not knowing what's going to happen and not even thinking through it shows me that he is maybe in an immature place where he can't think of anyone outside himself and doesn't care about other things about himself. Something you can grow out of, absolutely. But right now, for me, that would be an absolute ditch.
So you're saying, get rid of this dude.
Dump
him.
Only
going to get worse.
Until when he comes back, when he's older and a little more mature and can think through that stuff, sure, do it. But that this is a big no-no.
I can tell you're happily married, Cass, because with the dating scene today... You're going to leave somebody every time they don't think through something.
Yeah.
You're going to be single for a very long time.
This is The Bert Show.